Hi, it's Robin Hilton from NPR Music's All Songs Considered. Everyone knows that NPR has great coverage of classical music, jazz, rock, pop. But did you know that NPR has some incredible music and conversations all about hip-hop? You can find it on Microphone Check, the podcast hosted by Ali Shaheed Muhammad from A Tribe Called Quest and NPR Music's Franny Kelly. They talk to the biggest names and the best-kept secrets in hip-hop, from behind-the-scenes players to the next generation of rappers, producers, and artists. Learn what's happening in the culture now and how we got here. You can find Microphone Check at npr.org/podcasts.
You know, one thing I don't miss about Robin Hilton, who's not here, is that he'd always come in and he'd sing some silly 1980s song. It was really catchy to him, and thank God I didn't know it. You were humming something when we walked in here.
I was humming Shut Up and Dance.
Did he put you up to that? What's that song?
I sat in a new chair this time. I sat in this corner chair where Robin used to sit, and it came over me. It washed over me. It said, sing, Katie. Bob needs a song.
Well, maybe it's not all Robin's fault. So if you're out there, Robin, listening, though, he's probably not. We miss you a little bit.
He's done with this show, Bob.
He's already told you. And here in his place is Lars Gotrich, who you know, because we put Lars on the show now and again, and he comes and joins us for great songs and writes blog posts and wonderful music. And Katie Presley, who is new and you still might not know if you haven't been catching up on your podcast, just drove here from Austin, Texas with a truck full of stuff.
Yep.
And has an appropriate song to help kick it off, don't you?
I certainly could. Nice.
Transitions, but it's like he does this professionally.
It's like he knows. He knows what's happening. Yeah, I have got a great song.
Oh, wait,
song.
I didn't record it. No, I don't want to get it.
Oh, that's good.
Gotcha. Yeah, I do. I have a song that I sat at my desk, sleep deprived as I am after driving from Austin. And this arrived in my inbox. This song is a jam. It might be the jam of the summer, but maybe ask me when I haven't just been in a car for 30 hours. It is by RAC, featuring Nate Hendricks. RAC, if you are unfamiliar, stands for
Religious Action Center or Radio Amateurs of Canada. Or how about the Royal African Company?
Wow.
Or the Royal Automobile Club.
Rent-A-Center.
Rent-A-Center. Mm-hmm. This is good. Keep it up.
How about RAC, formerly known as the Remix Artist Collective?
Correct. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, I am talking about RAC, the Remix Artist Collective. And it is the project of Andre Allen Anjos, who started it several years ago as an international collective whose goal was to sort of reinvent remixes, to get them away from just the club remix kind of trope that we're used to. And now they come up with new original productions, entirely new music, and that is what this song is. So the song that I wish I had had from hours 1 to 25 to 30 I slept. 1 to 25 I wish I had had Back of the Car by RAC.
Let's do it.
And older. just takes 1 minute. It stones you with visions. We're living out the back of the car.
Wow, you're going to pack the car now? I don't even know. I mean, you might want to just drive around, Katie.
I do. Well, I have to unpack the U-Haul, so this will be the boost of energy that I need to keep going.
That is really something. That is Rack, R-A-C.
That track is the first of a project that Rack is going to do where Andre will release new tracks and corresponding music videos.
And Andre is?
Andre is the founder of Rack. So that makes me think that there will be a music video come into this, and I want it.
Great.
It's like a little confetti cannon of electropop music.
That song made me think of a little pop bit of wonder I have also. Mm. This is by Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones used to be in a group called Feeding People, a Burger Records thing, and now she's got a new record out with this song that leads it off called Sugar Coated. I'm just going to play it because it follows perfectly on the heels of Rack.
Lay it on us.
Never speak.
feel summer.
That I like was sublime.
The fuzz organ was, yeah, I was into that.
That's Jesse Jones. It's a self-titled album. It's coming out 7/24. Sugar-coated, if you didn't get that, is the name of the song. So, Lars, we're up, we're happy, and here you come. You're going to bring us...
I'm going to bring you down.
Down.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm here for. Such a smile.
That's what I'm here for, you guys.
We love you for it, friend.
I want to play a brand new track by Chelsea Wolfe, who's a songwriter that I've been following for, I guess it's probably about 5 years now. She's always evolving. She started out as kind of like this atmospheric folk artist and has made her way into more rocky realms and into electronic pop realms and more gothic-y type things. But it all kind of fits within Chelsea Wolfe's
world.
Yeah. World.
Yeah.
And she has a new album out called Abyss, which she says is an album about her troubles with sleep paralysis.
You did say you were bringing us down.
Yeah.
Jeez.
She's always flirted with metal with her records before. It's always been kind of in the background. And there are a few tracks on Abyss that are just straight up doom metal songs. And she even brought in the guitarist from a band, Russian Circles, to play guitar on the album. And it certainly has that vibe. The track that I'm going to play is called Carrion Flowers. And while it isn't explicitly a metal song, it kind of does what's been in the ether in metal lately with more electronic musicians collaborating with metal musicians. So like last year, an electronic artist named Hax and Cloak collaborated with a very extreme and heavy metal band called The Body, who I've played on this show a couple times before, and put together this really terrifying and beautiful album. And you can kind of hear those vibes seeping into a few of the tracks on this. And so I want to play Carrion Flowers from Abyss, which comes out in August. Yeah. Brutes was such a nightmarish beauty, Bob.
That is good.
That is super so good.
Chelsea Wolfe.
Chelsea Wolfe, new album Abyss out in August.
Deep breath.
I know.
What are you going to do, Katie?
Well, what I'm going to do sounds like a breezy pop song. But watch out.
It is a breezy pop song.
It is a breezy pop song. No, I am going to bring you a song from Adult Mom, which is the performing name of Steph Knipe. Like I said, sounds super breezy. Listen to the lyrics. They will knock you out. Adult Mom, this song is called Survival.
I saw her later and I was just like, sorry for making you cry. She's like, it's okay.
Isn't it?
Adult Mom. I don't know Adult Mom at all.
Yeah, this is the album is set to come out July 28th. It's her slash their debut. It's called Momentary Lapse of Happily. That's the album. That song is Survival. The record takes on gender identity. Steph self-identifies as a gender weird queer. And the album really dives into her experience and family relations, being in love, being out of love, general trials and tribulation of young adulthood. And I'm all about it.
All of lifehood, actually.
Sure. Yeah. You don't finish. You don't figure it all out after young adulthood.
Yeah.
Believe me.
What? You don't?
Psst. Hey, everybody. This is true.
A secret. We don't know what we're doing.
The secret's out. That little Casio beginning, well, sounded like a little, we'll call it cheesy keyboard at the top, which I liked a lot. Reminds me also of what's at the top of this next song from a band we haven't heard from a while. It's from Beirut. And we haven't heard from Zach Condon. 2011 was The Riptide. And the band went on tour for a long, long time. So much so that when the band hit Australia in late 2013, Zach Condon had a breakdown. Exhaustion, hospital, called it quits for not the band, but for the tour, wound up going home. started trying to write songs. That didn't work. He was going through a messy divorce. Mm. Life wasn't so good. And eventually, as darkness often happens, little peaks of light come through. He fell in love with a Turkish woman, moved to Turkey for a while, in both places, New York and in Turkey, and then started writing. Had trouble, the way Zach Condon, if those who know Beirut, full of odd instruments and horns and nice pop melodies and stuff. But he's always sort of composed all this stuff on his own and then brings it to a band to play. When he got really stuck for writing, he just brought his two buddies in the studio, Paul Collins on bass and Nick Petrie on drums. And they'd started playing for months and came up with songs that are now part of an album called No, No, No. I'll tell you more about that in a minute, but let me play the title track from No, 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 and it's called No, No, No.
No!
As title tracks are.
Songs that have that lo-fi beginning and then it bursts into the full fidelity of a song.
Mm-hmm.
You put a song, Lars, up on online. It was the song that I thought we were going to play that we're not.
Oh, The Velveteen.
That's right. Yes, but, The Velveteen song.
Eclipses.
It does that too.
It's got like kind of a Rebel Bucket drum intro with like a very simple guitar and then
but it's like, low fidelity
and then,
right?
And then high def,
yeah,
like Dorothy going through the door and
exactly.
All some
nice.
Full color kind of situation,
right. Yeah, it's a good trick. It always makes me turn it up,
right,
because I'm thinking, oh, that's not really very loud, and then when it kicks in it's like, yeah, it's really loud. So anyway, that was Beirut. No, No, No is the song title. It's the album title. And the entire album comes out September 11th, 2015. We're already looking at almost fall releases.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I know, right? I'm so confused. I just got a note from Robin Hilton. Hang on a second. It says, quickly, very briefly, it says, rainbow weather alert. That's it. All it says. We will leave it at that. This just in.
Always looking out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And speaking of looking out, let's take us out, Mr. Lars.
So I still get my music recommendations the way that I did when I was a teenager. I still get them from friends. So I kind of have like a curated list of friends on Twitter that I've either met in real life or have just had a lot of interactions with. And there's a bassist based out of Oakland named Ian Miller. He's in a band called Kowloon Walled City. He has great taste in all things heavy, but all things power pop. So he understands both of these things that I love a lot. And so I generally check out everything that he tweets about. And I would say maybe a couple months ago, he tweeted about a band called Super Unison, a brand new band from his town of Oakland that included members of a band called Snowing and the former vocalist for the hardcore band Punch. Her name is Megan O'Neill, who were this fantastic hardcore band. It was like crushing when she left the band, and I don't know what's going on with Punch now, but their name kind of described what they did. Mm-hmm. Now she is the bassist and the vocalist for this new band that's called Super Unison that takes their name from the 90s post-punk band Drive Like Jehu, and kind of does a similar thing where it's kind of angular, but this is just so much more poppy. And I know Katie will probably appreciate this, but it kind of reminds me of that time in the early 2000s when punk bands weren't afraid to have caustic and hooky songs, but were also really great to dance to.
Yep.
Like Pretty Girls Make Graves.
Yep.
This is like, if you're a Pretty Girls Make Graves fan, this is like right up your alley, but this just like packs in a little bit more. This is from a 4-song EP that they put out themselves on Bandcamp, self-titled. They are working on a 7-inch for Death Wish Incorporated. They're a hardcore label that has a lot of stature, so they're about to blow up. So this is a 2-minute song called Recognize You. It'll get you where you need to go.
Perfect. This was a mix of good pop and heavy at the same time.
Yeah.
And we'll see how this one pulls
together. We're so complex.
Sweet and tangy. Or no, sweet and pungent.
No. Ooh. No, I don't know about that. But
I mean, I did just sit in a car, so it's probably me.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks,
bye. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.